Yowie wowie.
Yeah, that's how I start this episode off. What's up, guys? It's My Head Hurts with Chad Page. I'm your boy, Chad Page. I got Zay here today. He's kind of in the back.
Oh, you're recording already?
You knew that. Don't do this. You knew that. All right, Zay is in the back. He ain't got a mic on, but you'll be able to hear him. Today is May 9th, 2019. And I bought a new phone.
Okay.
I went to the Sprint store. They got iPhone 8. Buy one, get one free. Got me and a wife one. Zaya got a Galaxy S10 Plus. He's repping Android.
Always.
Broke boy gang. Even though it's obviously not a broke boy phone no more. He got a big boy phone. So did I.
I got a big boy phone. What did you say right now?
Yeah, I just let him know. You
got
a big
boy phone today.
And Chad Page got a big boy phone. Big boy phone. All right. Stop. All right. All right. I did not have a podcast yesterday.
Dang.
My boy, shout out to Brandon. I work overnight with him. He was very upset. He started crying. I think he took his socks off. I don't know why. But... He was very upset that I didn't have a podcast yesterday. I told him it's not a 7 day a week thing, because guess what? Even I don't want to hear myself 7 days a week. So I know y'all don't. Y'all want 4 to 5 days a week. And guess what? I don't have a set schedule for my podcast. And that's what's happening. So Brandon, here's your episode. All right. What happened? What did I do yesterday? We had a game night. It was me, Zaya, my wife Chloe, my brother Lee, and my boy Jeffro came over. We started off playing Star Wars Trivial Pursuit. Jeffrey had only seen one of the movies, but didn't tell us halfway through the game. Zaya, have you seen every movie?
I don't think I've seen Iron Man 2.
Did you just say Iron Man 2?
Yeah.
I'm talking about Star Wars.
No, I haven't seen every Star Wars movie. I've seen all the old ones, and I've seen the last new one. Not the new one, like new ones, but the prequels. The last of the prequels.
So you haven't seen the prequels?
I've seen the last of the prequels.
Revenge of the Sith.
The one where he fights Obi-Wan.
Spoiler warning. It's been 14 years.
Why do you say that like that?
I
don't like the way you said that.
I wanted to. So there wasn't a lot of knowledge in that game. So we stopped. And then we went to Marvel MCU Trivial Pursuit. But it didn't come with a board. So we used the Star Wars board. Play with MCU cards. And it was really fun. I won. Lee was upset.
I came in second.
Because we didn't play by the rules at the end. He was in the lead. But me and Zay, you know, we had to switch up the rules so we could win. And we did just that. Everybody went along with it but Lee. And so I was the winner. So I got the dub. I got this Apple sticker. And I think I'm going to put it on the back of my car. What do you guys think about when you pull up and you see a 2017 Chevy Spark candy red?
Candy red.
Maybe with a bike rack on the back.
Maybe
with a bike rack. Maybe not. Maybe even with a bike. Definitely got to have the Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer. Red nose still on the front from Christmas. Because when you had both antlers, you rolled a window down, it went down the road, you parked, got out, walked into the road in the middle of traffic, grabbed it, went back, put it back on, and then 3 days later, your boy Isaiah does it again.
Going fast. You don't notice till like 5 minutes later.
I was so upset. It was still November.
Okay, but you see the spark, right? And you see the stick. Okay. Then you roll up a little bit more and you look through the window and you see about 12 McDonald's bags on the floor and empty donut boxes on the floor.
Don't do this to me. Not on national podcast.
No, we were driving in the car earlier.
Yeah,
no, I had my foot.
It's disgusting.
I don't know. It was something fried. That's
all I can tell. I know exactly what you're talking about.
It was something fried.
All right, so what you're talking about is when I went to Mississippi for my last training session. Chris Black's wrestling school. He's a great wrestling teacher. I recommend him
Shout
to anybody. Anybody in the golf course. Golf coast.
Anybody in the golf course.
If you're in the golf coast and you need wrestling training, hit Chris Black up because he's the man. But so I was on the way, and he's in the boondocks of Mississippi. It's like a 3.5-hour drive from where I live. And so I pull up to a family-owned grocery store, gas station, all-in-one. They got one pump on the gas station. I ain't never seen a one-pump gas station. With a full awning.
Well,
so I go inside.
Sketchy places for this wrestling.
I know. We had some dude on horses last time.
You ain't talking about
that? That's another story for another day. But, so I go inside this gas station. I think it's called, like, I can't even remember what it's called. I'm not even going to act like it. Poo-poo's. So
Randy's.
Yeah, we'll call it Randy's. I go into Randy's grocery. Randy's one-stop grocery and gas, all you need, Emporium. And I see the glass sneeze guard. I'm like, oh, hell. They got fried food. So I look. And I see potato wedges. But they're not wedges. They're called potato corners. They cut one potato into four things, and they sell one basically a potato wedge for $1.39 or three for $2. So I'm like, bet. Let me get $6 worth.
Oh my god.
And then I got two corn dogs.
That's what Chad does when nobody else is with him. If someone was with him, he would have toned it down a little bit.
So, and then I got two corn dogs. They ain't tell me till I paid and my corn dogs were in the bag that they didn't have normal corn dogs. All they had was jalapeno cheese corn dogs. So I was like, well, I already paid, so I guess it's all right. And so I get to the car and I bite into the first potato corner. And the entire, like, you know when you get something fried, there's like a hard shell around it almost, right?
Right.
Like the kind of like a crust.
Right.
The entire crust part, in quotations, all falls off. And so it's just like a hot potato clump. And so I start eating the crisp by itself. Well, not by itself. I'm like squeezing. I'm driving down the interstate and I'm squeezing mashed potatoes at this point because I'm like, I'm squishing them with my hand with the little crisp from the fryer.
So you're not even eating them, you're just playing with them.
Yeah, I'm like, kind of like licking them off my fingers. I'm like, just, I'm just mashing them with my fingers.
You disgusting, man.
So, that's what was on your foot because I didn't finish them and I didn't clean out my car.
I forgot how you started, dude.
And so that fell onto the ground. So, 10 minutes in.
How was wrestling? Did you ever talk about it?
That was just training. I'll tell them, like, May 18th, Pensacola Fairgrounds, I got a show. So May 19th, y'all will hear about it. But I'm not really going to get into much detail until there's a little more. I don't know. I got the job at Domino's. I think I told you guys. I'm working 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then I'm working 11 p.m. to 8 a.m. So this summer, it's going to be a long 3 months. But I'm finna stack that cash for this 3 months. I'm finna have 2 40-hour-a-week jobs with wrestling. And people, I'm having a lot of people be like, are you going to be okay? You going to be okay? It's just going to be for 2 months.
Right.
And in the scheme of things, 2 months ain't a long time. I think I can save up a couple $1,000s in all honesty if I'm working 2 40-hour-a-week jobs.
When are you starting that?
Corporate has to email me. They might have already emailed me. But I had the interview and they, my man Garrett said, oh yeah, we need you. I got to get a base pass.
I mean, like, hourly wage.
I think it's like $6 an hour plus tips.
Cause you make, yeah. You'd be good.
$6 an hour is for a tip job is kind of high, I thought.
Yeah, it is.
So I'm like, all right, bet. Yeah. I didn't want to be there at 10:30, $4 an hour, nothing to deliver. Time for me to search the web. Oh!
You found some quick.
Oh! Nah, Milwaukee crushed the Celtics.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I thought the Celtics would pull it together. But I guess Giannis Antetokounmpo is better than Kyrie. Who do you think is better, Kyrie or Giannis?
I don't know, man. I love Kyrie, bro. It's Giannis, though.
Kyrie kind of a punk.
Nah. Y'all think everybody a punk.
No, I don't think Giannis a punk at all.
Why do you think Kyrie a punk? What'd he do? I hate when y'all say that.
He comes off, and obviously, I don't know. It comes off as a I don't care attitude. Like, he was in Cleveland, and they were winning, they was good, and he was like, I need to be my own guy, right?
Right.
And then he gets to Boston, and he's like, yo, I don't even mess with these cats like that.
Right. I don't know, man.
I mean, you see where I'm coming from that? Like, he never looks like he cares.
But I mean, they don't care about him. Why should he care about them?
I think they do care about him.
I don't think they care about him. It's all business, bro.
Oh, y'all.
That's why I don't get mad at players who, like, don't care about the team. Because the team don't care about them. The team would trade them in a second if they got a good deal. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's all business. They're just pieces.
Guys, if you have OnStar in your car, you need to take it out. So, have you guys seen those new commercials where OnStar is claiming that if your car gets stolen, they'll stop it and you can go get your car? Or I guess they'll send the police to get your car for you. And they're like, Mr. Johnson, we've retrieved your car. Think about this. They can shut your car down just by like a click of a button at the little lab at the offices, right? Say you're trying to go to Walmart, you go in, try to turn the key over, click, 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 click. Your car's not starting. So you call OnStar. OnStar don't know what's wrong with it. So they take it to the OnStar approved mechanic, right? Is a $13,000 fix in your 2017 Chevy Malibu, which costs $27,000, right? So now your 2-year-old car now has a $13,000 problem, and it was all created by OnStar.
You know what's crazy?
Like, they have the ability to turn off your car so they can just make it not work and force you into getting repairs and a new car. So, you won't catch me with OnStar and a Spark. Although it's still on there, I just not subscribed. I'm sure they could still turn off my car if they wanted to. What were you saying?
Because you're talking about with the kill switch in the car or whatever.
Yeah.
I was watching a video. It ain't that crazy. But I was watching a video, like, the day before you brought this up about this guy who, it was just like, I was like 3 in the morning. I'm just watching YouTube videos because I'm just up.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't go to sleep. And it was like the number one, it was like one of the top trending videos on YouTube. It was a guy who was teaching people how to install a kill switch on their cars.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't get stolen. So So, like, every time you turn off your car, you hit the kill switch, and then nobody, like, you put it in a hiding spot. Like, you put it, like, under your chair, like, wherever.
Yeah.
Under your radio, wherever you would put it. And you hit it every time you get out of your car, so if somebody breaks in your car and tries to take it, they can't.
I tell you.
And then you brought that up, and I thought that was weird. It's weird how, like, stuff aligns like that. We never talked about a kill switch in a car, ever.
And then we both saw something about a kill switch.
In the same 48-hour span.
Yeah. That is weird. I had somewhere I was going to go with this podcast. I had a whole segment in my head.
You were saying you were about to surf the web.
Nah, it was way after that we started talking. What was that? What did I say?
You said I'm about to get on the web, and then you said, ooh.
Yeah, and then we talked about, like, what was the last thing I said about the car, OnStar?
I'm taking OnStar out of my car. It's still on there, but
I don't know. I don't know what I was going to say. All right. Search the web.
Go to happypuppies.net.
I don't find puppies that cute.
Do you know what happypuppies.net is?
No.
It's not happy puppies.
What is it?
It's a bunch of disgusting images. Somebody told me it was like my freshman year when my friends were like, we just messing around the class. Like,
happypuppy.net.
Yeah, don't search it up.
Yeah, don't do it.
It's bad. Like, it's stuff that, like, mess you up.
Like, people killing, being killed and stuff?
I ain't been on it. I don't really know. I remember it being, like, just, like, it's like dark web stuff.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That don't interest me. All right, search the web. All right, Zay, give me a word.
Alligator.
How did the alligator. How did the alligator get its name? What do you think? All right, yeah, Zay, give me your guess.
I don't know how did anything get its name. It's all scientific. It comes from, like, Latin language, Latin or whatever.
All right, Zay. The two living species are American alligator and the Chinese alligator. The name alligator is an anglicized form of El Lagarto, the Spanish term for lizard. Well, that's very simple.
I want to get an alligator tattoo.
You want to get an alligator tattoo?
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff I want to get tattooed, man. It kind of stresses me out thinking about it.
Why?
Because I'm like, you only have so much room on your body. And it's like, I could get tattoos right now, but then I'd want that spot later. Like, if I get more money to get a better tattoo, you see what I'm saying?
I feel you.
So it's like,
stag your money first.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest, that was kind of a crappy search. I'm sorry for that, guys. Yeah, Gator got its name really simply. All right, I'm checking in with the news. News. Google News, Fox News. I do this every time. I don't actually hit the news thing. Samsung CEO says Galaxy Fold launch news is arriving soon. So the Galaxy Fold came out. That's the smartphone that folds. So it's like a phone, but it's also like a tablet. And then they started, they didn't blow up, but they were doing, what were they at? What were they doing?
Who?
The Galaxy Folds.
The Fold, it had a crease in it. The screen would crease up and out, like, both sides would glitch. Like, when you open it for it to be a tablet, it wouldn't be as smooth as it was supposed to be, where it just, like, goes straight into a tablet form. It's like, half of it was, like...
13 hours ago, Samsung says Galaxy Fold is fixed. That was in quotations. Release date coming soon. Oh, my God. What do you think the starting price was?
For a Galaxy?
Yeah.
$1,500.
$1,980.
It's almost
$1,000. And people will be like, Apple taxing?
That's different. That's like revolutionary stuff. That's not like... Because iPhone like owns the market.
Yeah, but do you really think that's revolutionary?
Yeah. In 20 years, all phones are going to be like that.
I disagree. You really?
Well, not all phones, but we'll see more phones like that.
I still think the classic phone will be. Not the classic phone, not the ring, 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 but the iPhone.
Androids are better than iPhones, when everyone understands this.
Wait, what?
Androids are better than iPhones. I just want everyone to understand this.
That's a flawed statement. Not even because your opinion in it, because you said you want everybody to understand this. You can't understand something that doesn't make any sense. Because it's
makes
stupid.
Sense. Look, iPhone just releases the same phone year after year. Look, I could have got an iPhone today.
Yeah,
that's how you know I'm real. Because I could have got an iPhone today, but I was like, nah.
Yeah, I don't.
On my Android.
I'm so confused at why you got the S10. But it's okay. That's what you want to do.
I'm brainwashed like, yo.
Give me one more thing to search. What are you curious? What do you want to know? What do we want to teach them today in 7 minutes?
I don't know, man.
Oh, my God.
Well, you put me on the spot. What do you want me to
have? I'm going to
teach you. I said alligator and you pooped on my, what's it called?
That's true. Maybe I should put more thought into
yeah.
what I'm going to talk about in these podcasts. You're probably right. Yesterday. What all did I do yesterday? We had game night.
I had a great day yesterday, actually.
I put together, me and Waff bought a chair, an outside swinging chair, and we put that together. So that was sweaty. It had a lot of pieces. I had to go to the store 3 times yesterday. So my lawnmower, I have a riding lawnmower. It's got an actual wheel. Not the big lever things. I don't get how those work. So my lawnmower has a wheel. And the other day I was mowing my backyard. And I went to take a right turn. And so I swung the wheel. And BOOM!
I got shot.
I got shot. Nah. Something popped. And so when I went to keep turning. Well, it started going like it was really bad. Like the engine was like freaking out, like, yo, chill. So I turned it off. And then when I turned the wheel would spin all the way to the right or all the way to the left with like no resistance. So I was like, all right, bet, something's broke. And so I went down under the hood and I grabbed, when you spin the wheel, it's connected to a bar that's connected to 2 longer bars on the wheels when they turn. And so the bar connected to the wheel turns with the wheel, and the bar connected to the other bar turns the wheels on the mower. And there's a little ball on top of one of the bars that the other bar goes on and like latches onto, but that broke off. So yesterday I got zip ties and tied it all down, and I mowed majority of the backyard, and I was supposed to mow the rest of the backyard and the front yard today. But then I went and bought a couple iPhones. Sprint was having a BOGO deal. That doesn't make any sense to me.
BOGO on phones?
Yeah.
See, like, it's too expensive? I don't know, man.
Well, technically, you're getting $4 a month from me for it.
Yeah. For 15 months.
Yeah.
Or 18 months.
That's really not a long time.
Yeah, it's not.
I didn't get insurance on it, though. That was kind of crazy.
Or a screen protector.
I'm going to have Chloe put on a screen protector tomorrow.
Hey, shout out to the lady at Spring who put my screen protector on.
What was her name? Alexis.
Alexis,
yeah. Yeah, Alexis and...
What
was the other lady's name?
E-L-E-X-Y-U-S. Kenzie.
They were really nice. They were really helpful.
And Jesus, my boy Jesus.
His name was Jose.
I had the best time.
His name was Jose.
Yeah, it was Jose.
Told you.
I have the best time, like, buying phones. Like, it's just always so fun. I feel like it's like, oh, I haven't bought a car, but I feel like it's kind of, like, in that area.
Buying a car is, like, a much bigger deal than buying a phone.
I know, but it's, like, the closest thing I've been.
I see.
Because all the paperwork and stuff.
Yeah.
Obviously, I know there's, like, more negotiated than actual, like.
When I bought my car, the story of me buying my car was the minivan died, We're not going to get into how, but it died. Just trust me. So I was driving my parents' minivan. It was the best minivan the world could ever see.
I wish we would, like, that's a, I wish we had, like, videos of us in there.
Yeah, I know.
And like, a montage.
That,
I would miss that minivan.
Me too. That's why I'm so, like, Tristan, Chloe's brother, he has a minivan. I really hope he cherishes that thing. Because minivans are special. Especially when you're at the age that he's at.
Yeah.
Something about your first car being a minivan. That's what I
want. Is that going to be your kid's first car?
Yes, for sure. I will.
You just gotta rock it. Like, you just gotta, like.
Yeah, like, there's so much swag in a minivan.
Yeah,
especially in high school. Like, it really, if you're listening to this and you're a high schooler and you have a minivan that somebody's given you and you really don't want to drive it, you're the literal worst person on the earth.
Chill out.
Think about how ungrateful, because I know people that would not drive a minivan.
Right, you're not the worst person. Like, you're very
ungrateful,
you're
stupid,
yeah,
an idiot.
Minivans are hard. Like, I'm telling you right now, this is some good advice. This is some advice that you should pay for. Anything is cool if you make it cool.
I'm rocking an ugly mustache right now.
Anything is cool if you own it. If you're just like, yeah, that's me.
I'm out here doing what nobody else got the balls to do.
You know how in, what's that movie, Eminem? 8 Mile?
8 Mile.
Where he makes fun of himself or anybody else can? And everybody's like, oh, that's what you got to do. Like, when you come to school, croc, huh? Like, yeah, croc gang.
Croc gang, croc gang.
You know,
yeah, that's Zaya.
Don't have money. Save on.
And look, now Post Malone got a croc deal and everybody
right.
wants crocs.
Everybody wants crocs.
I promise crocs weren't cool when he started wearing them, though.
Everybody
but he made them
cool.
Crocs.
I'm telling you, bro. I made the wave. Now they drown it.
Zaya bought a size 5 hoodie that says security. It's really cool.
Size 5. I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm finna, I don't know when. I'm gonna get with Tristan. I'm gonna go to Walmart or something. Do some.
Are you gonna act like Tristan's a big star?
We're gonna act like what?
Like Tristan.
No, we're just gonna mess with people. Like,
you're gonna be like, yo, sir, back up, back up.
Yeah, like stuff like that.
I feel you. Back to the story of me buying a car. So, the minivan died. I was having to get rides to work. I felt terrible because, like, once you have a car and you have freedom to go where you want and stuff like that, when it gets taken away, you feel like a prisoner. Like, I was like, I don't know how you do it, man. Like, I can't stand not, like, I can leave right now if I want. I can just go. And that's a feeling that when you lose it, like, you tweak. Like, I gotta get this car back. So, I told my dog Mario at Sandy Sanson. He said, what kind of car are you looking for? I said, something with four wheels. He said, I'll get you in a brand new car. I said, hey, bet. I didn't look at the car before I signed the paperwork to buy it. He said, it's brand new. I said, bet. Chevy Spark 2017? Okay.
Okay.
I want it. I really want it. So my dog Mario hooked me up. He pulled it out. And I'm looking at it. Like, I kind of got this little, like, half smile. Like, oh, my. I got a car. I didn't even, like, think. Like, the back seat doors, nobody even knows that I got four doors. Every time somebody opens, I open up the back door, someone's like, whoa, where did that come from?
Whoa, got too much tip on your chin. Whoa. All
right, guys, I got to stop recording, but I'll be back in literally half a second. That's 30 minutes of podcast gold. I'll be right back. We back.
All right, Zip.
This is really the wrap up of this episode. Yeah, but basically, when I bought the car, I didn't know what it looked like, and I just hopped in, and I gave him $16,000, and now it's worth like $7,000. And I still
you gave him $16,000, Jay.
Well, I didn't. I'm making payments. I paid off like. Well, I was about to say I still have $10,000 to go. So I paid like $6,000 so far. But it's like I lost.
That's a bunch of money.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Hey, that thing was the hoopty when you first got it in.
Yeah, no.
Oh, I'm loving
it. I mean, it. When I if it's clean, it's an amazing car.
Yeah.
It's
you just don't care about it enough. It's just the spark. Like,
yeah, I know.
If you had the dart.
The dart would have. I'll be honest. I'm dirty. The dart would have ended up dirty. The only thing that, like, if I know Chloe's getting in the spark,
right.
I clean it.
Right.
But we take Chloe's car everywhere.
Right.
Which, like, logistically makes no sense. All right, guys. We got to go before
my right, hey, follow me on Instagram if you're watching this at ZA.
Don't listen to him. Do not listen to him.
All
right, guys. I'll see you guys later. Please, he's going to kill me. Thank you, guys. Please save me. Bye.